Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review, and today's product is the Marrow the Succubus co-branding blowjob sex toy red skin hentai doll from MRL Sex Doll. So this is the second Marrow the Succubus toy reviewed. I did review an Onahole a little bit ago, and this is a huge step up from that, by the way. It's basically a mini sex doll. It's extremely detailed. So, I'll show you all the sides. Now, first thing, there's no skeleton. So this is very floppy and wobbly, which is what you'd expect from a silicone toy. But look at the detail. You can see the lace in her stuff. You can see her, she's got a bow on. Look at the detail in the face. You can see the detail in the eyes, the hair. It's really good. The boobs have piercings in the nipples. Even on the underside, you can see the hands holding up the boob. You can see a belly button. You can see the lace on the, I don't know what you call those, garter belts type of thing. It's all very detailed. So essentially, this is a extremely versatile toy. This is probably the most versatile mini doll toy that I've ever seen, because it's got four functional uses. So the obvious one, if you turn it around here, you have a butthole and a vagina. They're both completely usable. If you remember when I was talking about the Onahole, the butthole wasn't usable. It only went in 2 inches. So you could stuff your dick in there if you want, if you want to know what it would feel like to have sex with a tiny person. Or you could put a bullet vibrator up her butt to add vibration, but you really couldn't go balls deep in her butt. You can go balls deep in Maru's butt in this toy. So the vagina, and they have different textures. So let's see if you can see that. Each hole is completely separate. So the vagina, the butthole, they do have their own textures. They're anatomically correct from what I can see. So there you go. You have a perfectly functional, usable vagina and butthole. But then if you turn her around, notice her mouth. Now you might be wondering, that can't possibly be functional, where you could stuff your dick inside of Meru's mouth all the way back. And no, it is. It's completely functional. It doesn't look like it because the mouth isn't very big, but it stretches. And this, her throat is completely functional. And she even has look in the back, you can see she's got the uvula, all the anatomically correct stuff. So her mouth is perfectly realistic, and she's even got fangs and teeth. The detail is really good, but you can go all the way down into her throat with your dick, all the way. Now, I only have an average size dick, so maybe if you're super big, maybe it won't fit, I don't know. But my nothing to write home about average dick went all the way in. So she's got three functional holes. She's got her vagina, her butthole, and her mouth. And these huge boobs, which are much bigger than the actual character. The actual character, Mare of the Succubus, does not have boobs this big. But because her boobs are this big, you can use them for titty fucking. You can even see, if you squish them together, there is a space. So you could basically titty fuck this doll, and fuck her mouth, and fuck her butthole, and fuck her pussy. So she's got four functional things to do, which is, for a small doll like this, is really, really impressive. And I know MRL Sex Doll, they specialize in anime figurine sex dolls, and this is really showing me what MRL Sex Doll is capable of. A lot of their sex dolls, like the Onahole that I reviewed a little bit ago, the butthole wasn't functional, and it was essentially a pocket pussy or a fleshlight with an anime figurine built around it. Whereas this feels it's small. It's an anime figurine. This is a small collectible. It's obviously bigger than most of your anime collectibles, but it's obviously not life size. But it has full functionality, a fully functional vagina, a fully functional butthole, a fully functional mouth, which I was not expecting. I thought maybe this would go down a little bit, but no, you could stick your dick all the way down her throat. And it does it. This is what shocks me. So I've used toys, especially these very detailed silicone toys, and I've ripped them, right? Because here's the thing. If you have a very stretchy material, like TPE or something like that, then it's not going to rip. The downside is it doesn't hold detail. When you have a toy like this that has high amounts of detail, usually that means it's less stretchy. And because it's less stretchy, when you try to, you know, put it in her butt or stretch out her mouth to accommodate your dick, you're going to tear her. And no tears. No tears at all. So extremely impressive. You're able to have the oral sex, the vaginal sex, the butthole sex, no tearing whatsoever. And then you even have these huge boobs, which may not be realistic to the character, but they allow you to do titty fucking if you want. So four functions, and the detail is really good. She's even got, like, the feet aren't functional. See these little floppy feet? They can't really do much with those. You can't, like, give yourself a foot job. You can kind of, I guess you could rub your penis, like, she could do that, and she could give you a foot job that way, but, you know, there's nothing really going on. You know what? I'll take the four functions any day. So, as far as how it felt great. Now, this, obviously, when you're, like, using it like this, like, holding in your hands and thrusting in and out of it, you know, your brain knows this is closer to a fleshlight than a woman, you know, just because of it's so small. But, you know, as long as you're okay with that, again, the thing about MRL sex doll is they're not selling like life-size sex dolls. They're selling anime figurines that you can have sex with. So if you have an anime figurine collection and you just really want one that you can have sex with, not the anime character, the girl, you know, that the figurine is based on, that would be a life-size doll. But you actually want to have sex with the figurine itself. That's where MRL sex doll comes in. So as far as that goes, this is amazing. Obviously, like with the Onahole, if there was a way to add color, because it's obviously all red, whereas, you know, Meru the succubus, she's, you know, got more color than just solid red. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the nature of the material. If you try to paint it, if the paint dries, it'll scale off and break. And if you have like a flexible paint, like a grease paint, it'll get all over you when you try to use it. So unless you're going to just put it on display and not use it, you really can't paint it. So it is what it is. Maybe someday we'll figure out how we can, like, some, you know, maybe inject color directly into the material like a 3D printer. But, you know, down the road, I guess. In the meantime, let's talk about price, because this is extremely, extremely impressive. So here, I'm just going to have Meru kind of like look up. Just, So the Onahole that I reviewed before was like $198. And the thing is, you know, for an anime figurine, that's not that bad. But for effectively a pocket pussy, it was pretty expensive. You can get a pocket pussy or an Onahole for about $50. So to pay $200 for an Onahole just because it looks kind of sort of like an anime figurine is kind of pricey. However, the Meru the Succubus co-branding blowjob sex toy red skin hentai doll, which is what this is only $450 or $448. Now, for a toy of this size, that's actually pretty much what you'd expect to pay. So it's a completely different story from the Onahole. The Onahole was $200, but most Onaholes are going to be about $50 to $100. So the Meru the Succubus Onahole was very expensive in its category. The Meru the Succubus hentai doll is not expensive for its category. You know, I've seen, like, doll butts, like Onahips, that cost more than $450. And they're about the same size in terms of weight and size. So this having, again, this isn't just an Onahip. If this was just a butt, right? If this were just a butt, but it was this size and it was like $500, that would be pretty, that's what I'd expect. In fact, with this level of detail and the material being very stretchy and durable, that would be a good product. In fact, if they want to make a Meru like butt, like where it's just this part, but it's bigger, like take this part and make it the size of the whole doll, that's worth $500, right? So I'm putting this in the same category as those kind of Onahips. And for an Onahip, $450 is not a bad price. That's pretty standard. In fact, it might be a little bit under what you find in that category. And the thing is unlike an Onahip, which is usually just the vagina, sometimes it doesn't even have a functional butt. I reviewed an Onahip a while ago that it was just the butt and it had a functional vagina, but the butthole was not usable. And it was about $500. And so the Meru the Succubus doll has a fully functional vagina, butt, mouth, and boob you can titty fuck for only $450. So I'm actually really impressed with this, because like MRL Sex Doll, a lot of their, you know, anime figurine toys are extremely expensive, and that's because they're anime figurines. This is the first time I'm like, if you want a mini doll, this is like one of the best deals I've ever seen in terms of quality and detail. Because again, look at the detail. Look at the detail in this doll. So you're getting all this detail for less money than what you would probably spend for an equivalent toy. Because normally in this category, you just get a butt. Just get a butt with the vagina, possibly the anus being functional. So not always. And you'd be paying the same price. With this toy, you're getting a fully functional vagina, anus, titty fucking boobs, and a mouth you can fuck. So, and again, if you're a fan of Meru the Succubus, then there you go. This is your waifu. You got everything you need. So I'm really, really impressed with the price. As far as the feel, like the vagina and the anus felt fine. And the thing is you can hold this like a doll. Like, you know, you can hold this like a little doll like this and just, you know, thrust into it. You can try to do missionary, but it doesn't really work because of the position. Like her head is like jacked up. You know, you could watch her, you know, whatever. So using it like a missionary type of position doesn't really work. It's really for doggy style only. That's the way the position. And because it doesn't have a skeleton, there's no way to put her in any other position than this, because this is all one piece. So you hold it like this, you thrust into it like that, either the butthole or the vagina, or you can, you know, squeeze her boobs together and titty fuck her. Or if you want to do that, you know, something else, you can fuck her face. You just stick your dick down her throat. And you can get in on that. All for $450, which for a toy of this size is very reasonable, and for the amount of functionality is extremely impressive. And it's a Meru the Succubus anime figurine toy. So you're getting the exclusivity and the, you know, the unique features of an anime waifu toy for a very reasonable price with a lot of functionality and amazing detail. So pretty much 10 out of 10. I would love to see, I know MRL doesn't do life-size dolls, but I would love to see something a little bit bigger. I know that's not their niche. I'm more of a life-size doll guy. I appreciate the anime aesthetic. Not generally my thing, though. Although I do appreciate it, you know, from the artistry standpoint. As far as, like, you know, I'm not really into the little dolls, personally. It's just not my thing. I prefer the life-size stuff. But if you collect anime figurines and you want to have sex with them, this is honestly an extremely good deal. I recommend this over the Onahole. So if you want to know, like, would I get the Onahole or would I get this, I would get this. Not only is it more functional, it has 4, you know, interactivity points. It's a better value. Even though it's more expensive, like, the Onahole was $200, this is $450. So you're paying more, but you're getting a lot more. So I would consider this a much better value than the Onahole. And if you're a fan of Meru, it's a no-brainer, because this is the official Meru co-branding. It's called a blowjob sex toy hentai doll. But yeah, the blowjob is 1/4 of its functionality. You know why? You know, you can fuck it in both of its holes, and you can titty fuck it. So like, why only emphasize that it's a blowjob doll when it's so much more than that? So it's okay, you know. Like I said, the only other thing I would recommend for MRL to do is take the butt part of this doll, blow it up, make it a little bit bigger, and you can make that its own product. Make a Meru the Succubus Onahip with like the little demon tail and all that stuff. But, you know, that's what I would do. That's just me, though. Anyway, I have no complaints. This is a 10 out of 10. Especially if you're a Meru, if you like, now, if you're not into the smaller dolls, if you like life-size dolls rather than these, like, anime figurine dolls, then obviously this isn't for you. But if you're into this sort of doll, if you like, you know, toys like this, this is an amazing value, excellent quality, and if you like Meru, get it. So, that's really all I have to say. I do have a 10% off coupon code. You could use that coupon code for the Meru hentai doll, or you could use it for the Onahole. The coupon code is good for both. So you can check out the rest of the stuff at MRL Sex Doll. They have a lot of really unique products. Like, I emphasize unique. There's a lot of different companies that sell a lot of different kind of sex dolls, but you're not going to find what they sell at MRL Sex Doll anywhere else. So check out the website, see all the stuff they have there. And I think my coupon code will work for anything. So you don't have to get the Mero stuff. If you just want to check out what they have on the website and get something completely different, I think my coupon code will work. But if it doesn't, I apologize. But I highly recommend this doll in particular. I think it's an amazing achievement that they put so much functionality into such a small package with so much detail without sacrificing durability. Because I've seen a lot of really, you know, expensive products where they tear because they were going for realism, and you know, they forgot that it's a sex toy and some guys are a little bit girthier than others and that sort of thing. So really, really good job, MRL Sex Doll. This is an amazing achievement. Good job. So anyway, that's really all I have to say. Use the coupon code, save 10%. Check out Mero, check out the website. They have lots of good products. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bah.